Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Our 435 flashback dates back to a band called Chelsea, which former KISS drummer Peter Criss was in with his longtime friend and guitarist Steve Penridge from 1970 to 1972. Criss and Penridge came up with a song called Beck, which was about the wife of their other guitarist, Mike Brand. Her name was Becky, and she was constantly interrupting their band practices, asking when Mike was going to be coming home. According to Penridge, Beck was written almost word for word from Mike Brand's responses to his wife's constant interruptions. It got to the point where Stan wrote down Mike's remarks over a period of 3 or 4 days in what he called the Wizard Book. It was merely a small notebook he carried to jot down silly sayings, sketches, and to save ideas. Penridge and Criss never released the song, but in 1976, after Criss joined KISS, he and Penridge revived the song with a little help of producer Bob Ezrin. They changed the title to Beth and made it more sentimental. A piano ballad was not typical of KISS's sound and was released as a B-side to Detroit Rock City. But the song that got the most attention was Beth. Radio stations began playing the song, and the record company responded by flipping the side of the single, with Beth becoming the A-side about 6 weeks later. It became the biggest hit for KISS, and their only song to get significant airplay not only on Rock and Top 40, but also Adult Contemporary. Peter Criss was the only member of the band to perform the song. Dick Wagner played the acoustic guitar, and an orchestra was brought in. The live performance proved to be difficult unless they had an orchestra ready. When they didn't, Peter Criss would just move to the front of the stage and sing it to a recorded backing track. In 1980, Peter Criss was fired from the band. And as the co-writer and singer to KISS's biggest hit, Criss stakes a solid claim to the band's legacy. But Paul Stanley has maintained that Stan Penridge wrote all of Beth, and Criss contributed very little to the song. According to Paul Stanley in a 2014 Rolling Stone interview, it was a lifeline that Peter hung on to validate himself, but it wasn't based on reality. The rift between Criss and Stanley runs far deeper than the dispute over that song. When KISS was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons refused to reunite with the original lineup and ultimately decided not to perform at the ceremony. Here is Peter Criss singing one of KISS's biggest songs, It's Beth. It's your KQAK 435 Flashback.